on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Made to Order, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, Prescott, and welcome to Hammer Time, brought to you by the Yavapai County Contractors Association. And we're airing on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. So we're pleased as punch this morning to have a great person with us this morning that's going to go into a lot of different aspects in the field of restoration. But before we get into that, I just wanted to comment, Mr. Engineer, Mr. Gregory, we had a great conversation last week with Mr. Mark Domingo from Dignity Health, YRMC.
Yeah. Good to learn about all the services that they offer. And I tell you, what a valuable part of our community.
Absolutely.
And for those of us who have lived here a long time, it's been pretty amazing to watch them grow. Because, you know, back in the day, people like, we don't need a hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now we've got more than one, and we need every one of them.
Absolutely. And the services that they offer and the attitude that they bring to the table is very refreshing. So even if you had the choice of being in the big valley of the sun at a hospital versus up here, no comparison in my mind. They're miles apart, and you're much better off going to Dignity Health up here in Prescott. So without further ado, again, we had a great conversation. We appreciate Mark coming in. We're going to take a real quick break, and we will be back to introduce our guest for today. So don't go away.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, Prescott. Welcome back to Hammer Time. Just a little quick housekeeping. Sandy Griffiths, who is usually here heading up the show as our hostess, is out. Once again, I believe it has to do with her Achilles heel operation, but she is on the mend. She just couldn't scoot right in today, so we'll cover for her, and I'm sure she'll be back next week. However,
Scoot. No pun intended.
She has a little scooter that she kneels around on.
You know, I want one of those knee scooters even though I'm not hurt.
We'll see what we can come up with.
I would just sit down on it and roll it around like a chopper.
She may not be here because she's having too much fun rolling around. Never know. But we're going to have to do without her today. And again, hopefully she'll be back next week. But we have a great guest with us today from Titan Restoration, Miss Sherry Pennantail. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are wonderful. How are you doing?
We are doing great.
Terrific. Great. Well, this is not Sherry's first turn here, so she's an old pro. But we haven't had a chance to talk to her since she's joined Titan Restoration. So we want to find all about what Titan does, who all's involved, et cetera. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Titan Restoration?
I would love to. So Russ Palmer, 29 years ago, was a carpet cleaner doing his jobs down in Mesa and had seen too much of the destruction that water, fire, and all the disasters can bring. And he decided he wanted to get involved and kind of change the game a little bit and make sure it always stayed client-focused. Not just about a job. We want to take care of that person and get their life back together.
Sure. Well, being in the carpet industry, obviously anything to do that involves restoration would certainly involve flooring, whether
Absolutely.
It's a flood, a fire, a tornado, a few hurricanes in this neighborhood, but anything to do with restoration. So what all do you get involved with?
Well, we really are your one-stop shop. So we do water, fire, mold, hoarding, trauma, biohazard, property securement, reconstruction, asbestos abatement, You name it, Titan does it.
Oh, you do it all. Yeah. So you have the guys that come out in the white suits then.
We do. We even have yellow suits.
The hazmat folks.
Yes, we do. Depending on the type of job, we absolutely want to protect our employees.
Absolutely. So how big is the coverage area? You're headquartered here in Prescott.
Actually, our headquarters is in Mesa.
Oh, okay. So he's still in Mesa. Okay.
Mesa. He expanded to Tucson. Then he came to Flagstaff, and he opened Prescott Valley location about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago now.
Gotcha. But you've got an office in Prescott Valley.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Terrific. Terrific. Well, having been down in Tucson myself for about 20-some years, I know that we can certainly, even though we don't have floods or those types of things too often, certainly do have the fires and, God forbid, the burst pipes, et cetera, which you certainly have up here. And I would think also in Flagstaff you have a little bit more of that in our colder climates. I'm sure in the wintertime, from time to time, you do get calls on flooding.
Oh, absolutely, especially with the ice dams on the roof. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't think about that, but those ice dams will come back into your house, and the hose bibs that we don't unhook every year, that busts right in your wall. People think when it busts, it's going to come outside, but it's not. It's going to bust inside the wall of your home.
And Murphy's Law says if it's got a 50-50 chance, it will go into the inside.
Absolutely, it will. Absolutely.
So what do you find the preponderance of most of your activity is up here, Sherry? Is it flooding or fire restoration?
You know, you'd be shocked. The number one is going to be different types of water losses, but we have a ton of Sandy's four-letter word up here.
Oh, really?
Mold.
Wow.
Yes, we do. Huh. Up here in Arizona, you guys want to open the windows and let it dry out, and that just even pulls more mold from the air inside,
the
you know.
The spores.
Yep, the spores travel, and people forget about that.
So, obviously, that is due to moisture, but that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a broken pipe. Like you said before, it could be the ice dams from the roof coming down the walls.
Reverse osmosis, a little drip. Just a little drip. It usually takes about a year, but then you're going to notice maybe your island's going to fall apart. A bathtub will lose its seal, and that water will slowly start coming out. Your wax rings around your toilet, all of those.
Mm-hmm. So in your walls, most people notice it when their baseboards start discoloring or right above their baseboards?
Absolutely, they do. And they'll start seeing it speckle on the walls. And when you can see it on the baseboard and on the wall, you have a pretty graphic scene behind that wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when you open it up, it's not usually a pleasant sight.
No, the zombies come out.
And of course, there are different types of molds, but you just can't be too careful regarding protecting your people, as you said.
Right. The biggest thing is people will see black mold and they'll think it's the black mold. And what they need to know is that every colony, when it becomes dormant, they never die. But when it becomes dormant, they're all black. So you put a little dropper of water on it, the color will come back. But they're from pink, yellow, the most beautiful colors of mold.
Interesting. Interesting. So some obviously more dangerous, though, is health-wise than others.
Yes, that's really what I have taken on in this community over the last 7 years. This year was the first year they dubbed me Disaster Diva, so I'm running with it.
That's a nice crown.
I like it. Educating people, a lot of people think mold will come with just an allergy. But I have had mold toxicity, and when it gets in your body, mine attacked my stomach. My sister's was neurological. She looked like she was having a stroke. And mold can take years to get out of your body without the right care.
Wow. That's scary.
Yeah, for sure.
So in your particular case, do you know where that mold was coming from?
I do, actually. The mold queen was living in a home that had had a previous water loss, and we had an air quality test, and there was 12 different types of mold in the home. My sister and I had 7 different types of mold in our bodies.
Holy smokes. So if someone is feeling, well, let's go back to symptoms. What were your symptoms originally?
The funny thing is they won't be allergies. It's going to be serious. You're going to be exhausted, cognitive decline. You won't be able to eat. Your stomach will bother you, but you'll know you just don't feel good, and your doctors can't figure anything out because Western medicine doesn't know about mold. So you'll get very frustrating trying to get to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
But there, we do have a secret out there when it's in your body, and it's red light therapy.
I'll be darned.
That's what took care of mine. Nothing else but red light therapy. So that's good to know.
Absolutely. Now, I know that there are mold test kits available.
Absolutely.
If you suspect, though, that you have an infection, is there a test?
Not for your body. You have to get a special testing company. We went through Mosaic down in Phoenix because they do. It's a mycotoxin test to determine what's in your body. Because we have to remember, last year, we had the first case in New York. A young man died of Aspergillus pneumonia. Aspergillus is a type of mold. And when they did the autopsy, it was in his chest.
Really?
And so you don't want to scare people. It doesn't have to get like that. When you feel bad, one, you have water, take care of it. Get it dry, get a dehumidifier. A lot of people just want to put air on it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we bring in that loud machine y'all don't like, those dehumidifiers, that is pulling the moisture out of those building materials, out of the cabinets, out of the floors. So a lot of times we can save it, and we don't have to deal with that four-letter word.
So when people do discover, let's say that they've got a crawl space and Joe happens to be down there putting his Christmas ornaments away, looks up into the floor joists and sees that one of them has this strange color. Let's say it's, whether it's pink, green, or what have you.
Right.
Different color than the wood. And he says, oh, well, I'll just take care of that with some ammonia or some Clorox.
The bleach. We love the bleach. If I could tell everybody, do not put the bleach on. On the mold, it just feeds it. The best thing you can do if it's a little spot is vinegar and water.
Oh, really?
You can even Google the thing, vinegar and water, but don't put bleach on it. No ammonia. Those harmful chemicals, think about our guys and what they suit up to do when they're taking care of that mold. You should be just as careful. Even if it's just a little spot, get you an N95 respirator and put it on.
Gotcha. And I would imagine that most of us have some left over from the COVID days.
I'm thinking so we do.
Just don't throw them away.
No.
They're multi-use articles.
Yes. Yes, I think I have some as bowls. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we're going to have to take another quick break to let our valuable sponsors express their interest in serving this community. So don't turn that dial. Fill up that second cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, Tucson, and welcome to Tucson. Where are we, Gregory?
I'm on planet Earth. How about you?
Well,
I think we're in Prescott.
Prescott, there we are.
Prescott, Arkansas?
I've been there.
Been there, too.
I haven't, but I've been to Prescott, Arizona, and I think that's where we're at.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I think they call it Prescott over there.
I think you're a visitor.
In the South. So.
They do, indeed.
So anyway, my bad. Welcome back, Prescott. Again, just a quick administrative housekeeping. Sandy Griffiths, our normal diva of the airways.
Playing hooky.
Is playing hooky today, but hopefully she will be back next week. So we will try and carry on without her. But we're having a great conversation with Sherry Penningtail from Titan Restoration. And we were just talking off air, Sherry, about insurance. So what should people be aware of and how can you help them?
The biggest way I can help them, and it's more important now more than ever, insurance is tough. Mm-hmm. We've seen it all the way around, whether you have a large deductible or maybe you don't need to file a claim because you had one last year, a couple years ago. When you call me and I come out, it doesn't cost a dime. And it doesn't notify your insurance company. When you call the 800 number in the middle of the night, they have notated it. You're already going to have that notated, even if zero is paid out.
Right, but it's going to show on your profile.
Absolutely.
So good to know. So give Sherry a call if you have any questions or concerns about it. Now, what would be the process? Let's say that I've noticed a spot on my wall that is dark and it just seems to be growing over the last couple of weeks, and it has to be or it happens to be in the kitchen. What should I do when, or what would you be doing when I call you?
When I came out, I would have a moisture meter with me, and I'd be checking to see where we're wet, how wet it is. If it's discoloration of any kind, the first thing I'm going to do is see if it's going to wipe off or what's going on, try to get on the other side of that wall. I try to take pictures, get readings, do as much as I can to give my team, when I call my team to come out, they have everything they need, and they're ready to come out and get to work.
So in my particular case, and when it's in the kitchen, you'll come out and you'll say to your team, never mind, Mike just had hamburgers last night and there was a grease spot on his wall.
Absolutely. That's the cool thing about calling Sherry, and it doesn't cost a thing. One time it was a lady who had all these spots on a tall ceiling, and I couldn't get up there, and I'm like, maybe you had a leak. There is some discoloration. When my guy got over there, he said it looks like maybe one of her grandkids shook up a soda ball.
Oh my gosh.
And it would just, it was a soda or some kind. It just discolored the ceiling.
Have the kids been back now to grandma's?
They have.
Hopefully they were back to clean.
Yeah, right. No, we did that for her while we were there because they were tall.
Good job.
Yes,
good job.
Absolutely.
So I know with a lot of restoration companies, when there is, let's say that there's been a flooding in a room, the first thing that I've experienced what they do certainly is to stop the bleeding, so to speak. So wherever the leak is coming from, they address that first. But then they almost automatically cut the drywall up in the affected room a couple feet up the wall and start pulling out insulation. Is that a standard process?
Well, the funny thing is, and what opened my eyes when I came on board with Titan is, no, it doesn't have to be the standard. If you get behind the science of drying, you can dry in place and prevent any mold from growing. If it's bad, sometimes you can pop off the baseboard and put little holes to get air movement, be able to put the baseboard back on and not destroy that wall. And that saves everybody money.
That saves a bunch. And especially if you've got a high deductible as a homeowner and you decide, gosh, I better pay this out of pocket. Looks like it's going to be under $1,000 and my deductible's $1,000, or maybe it's going to be right at that amount. So if you've got a $1,000 deductible and the claim comes in at $1,200, you're still on the hook for a couple hundred. So you may want to think about turning it into your insurance company. You may want to go ahead and pay for that.
I'm going to tell you, the way insurance is now, $200 over your deductible, I'd pay it out of pocket.
Exactly.
I'd pay it out of pocket. It would have to be a little more sizable, maybe $500 or $1,000, and depending what your insurance history looks like.
No, I know in some cases Murphy's Law is certainly well and alive. For example, when people go on vacation, if they don't happen to shut off certain water features like maybe a washer, that's when your hoses are going to break.
I'm going to tell you, we get more calls. My neighbor has water coming out of the house. So the cool thing, if you could get a Titan Restoration water shutoff tag and put it on your whole home shutoff, so everybody knows where, and your neighbors, if you're out of town, can shut off the water and stop the damage.
That's great advice. Of course, most often you can shut the meter off at the house, but at the street where the water meter is. However, in the newer homes where you have a fire sprinkler system, what you're doing is disabling that fire sprinkler system.
Yes, the fire suppression lines, and you don't want to do it. And the levers will look very similar.
Very similar.
And sometimes I'm putting them in the garage now, right beside each other.
Yeah, and technically, we've had to go back on some homes and put a second ball valve after the fire sprinkler suppression valve because there wasn't one. So the only way to shut the house water off is if you turned off the valve right in front of the fire suppression system.
Oh, no.
And so that's certainly not something that you want to do.
You definitely don't ever. And I'll have to tell you, in my whole time, I get people who are afraid for those fire sprinklers. The whole time I've been doing restoration, and I was an insurance agent for 25 years, one time did I get a little leak from a fire sprinkler, but they rarely fail, and so I wish everybody had them in their homes.
Yeah, the other thing is very misleading is a lot of people think that, gosh, if you have a fire suppression system, if one goes off, the whole house goes off. And that's definitely not the case.
That is not the case.
It just goes off in the area where that heat or that flame is
Absolutely.
Intense enough to set it off. So let's just take that for example. Somebody happens to be in the cold of winter. For whatever reason, they've brought in a heating unit, and that heating unit they put up on a table or whatnot to get the air waist high, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, lo and behold, it was right under a sprinkler system or a faucet, sprinkler head, and the heat got so intense that it melted the solder that controlled that, and boom, away goes the fire sprinkler. So the first thing somebody should do is certainly know where the shutoff is for their fire suppression
Absolutely.
System.
Absolutely.
But once they've got that shut off, they pick up the phone, they call Sherry and say, help me, Sherry.
That's what they do, and I come running.
So what would be the first thing you'd do?
I would get in my Share Force One. That's my car. We have named it, and somebody won.
Gotcha.
Without question, I just head right over, grab my tools, and head right over. I don't alert my team or anybody until I lay eyes on it. And then when I get there, if I can tell it's an emergency, it may be that I call one of our local plumbers because I need them to get in there and fix the leak, because that's not something we do. Or I get my team coming now with extractors and let them know this is significant. Maybe it's just that it can wait until in the morning and they don't have to pay those after-hours charges. Absolutely.
So that is something, though, that if there is a flood for whatever, whether it's plumbing issue or fire sprinkler issue, that's one of the things you can do to help people out as far as the moisture on the floor is first you do the extraction.
Yes, absolutely.
And then that'll determine, depending on how much, whether you roll up all the carpet in the pad.
Get any wet materials out of there.
Gotcha.
And then we're going to set those lovely loud things. And, you know, here's the funny thing. We have a science to the way we set them. And they're in different ways to dry. Specifically, we have somebody that comes along and they monitor the moisture every day and put it in a dry track system so we know about how many days it's going to be. You know, because if the humidity's up outside, we've got to adjust ours to accommodate that humidity or that extra. And I tell people, don't ever turn off the machines. But, you know, here's the thing. You want to have a nice, quiet dinner. Turn them off for a minute, and then turn them back on. But leave the machines on. The air movers, the air scrubbers, those are pulling the harmful particles out of the air. And then that dehumidifier, that's the missing piece most people don't do when they're doing the DIY water loss.
And I've seen people or areas where there's been some water damage issues, and they'll actually plastic off certain rooms or certain areas.
Absolutely.
So that it's concentrated just to take care of that specific area.
Yes, and we create a negative airflow and make sure we're releasing that outside. And the containment, what's vital about that, if we put up containment in your house, do not go through it. Do not go in there for any reason or we have to start all over.
Yeah. And again, that's kind of like opening the windows to the outside, thinking,
yes.
Well, I'm going to get some fresh air in here. Well,
dry it out.
you're not only inviting, depending on the time of year, a lot more moisture, but as you said earlier in the show, you're also inviting some mold spores.
Yep, some contaminants in.
So something you definitely don't want to do. So you want to listen to what Titan has to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Sherry's never led anybody astray that I can find. So
not yet. I'm sure there might be somebody out there, but I hope not. I hope not.
Just need to pay attention to what
yes.
she says. So it is time to take another break. So we have to hustle off so our sponsors can give their good information out to the public. So don't turn that dial, but fill up that second cup of coffee you'd like, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, Prescott. We are pleased as punch to be coming your way on the airwaves. Again, just a quick notice that Sandy, who is normally chauffeuring this particular microphone, happens to be out today, but she'll be back with us next week. So we appreciate you tuning in, and we've got a great show going on with Sherry Penningtail from Titan Restoration. And we're finding about all sorts of things that you do and do not want to do if you've had a disaster in your home. So one of the things I wanted to ask Sherry is, Sherry, what sets Titan apart from your competition?
I love that you asked that because that was what caught my eye. So the most important is how passionate they are about the client first. We are client first focused. We're always going to stop and listen to that customer, hear their needs. And because, you know, when you rush in the middle of the night, and whether it's a fire, a flood, trauma, somebody's died, things are tense, and you really need to have the compassion to understand and listen to what they're going through. And that's one thing. Number two, when you have happy employees and they love going to work, like I have never seen before, they care about each employee, how happy they are, constantly doing contests, education. Every day I'm talking with the Tucson, the Mesa, and the Flagstaff teams. All of the salespeople get together, and we get to interact with each other, so we really all love coming to work.
Sure, and I bet you when you talk and coordinate with your outlying places like Mesa or Flagstaff or Tucson, I'm sure when the employees get together, they also share, guess what happened to us last week?
They do, and here's the funny thing. They all want to come up here. They all want to come to Prescott.
I'm sure that they do. But even though you're talking about things that you've experienced, it's a learning experience for the other areas because perhaps they may not have encountered that same type of issue.
Absolutely. And usually every job is a learning experience for us. Not very many are just alike. Even the toilet leaks and overflows, you know, those can be different. And people forget there's a difference between clean water and dirty water that we call Cat 2 or Cat 3. Mm-hmm. You know, when people try to take care of Cat 3 water on their own and they don't do it properly, that's going to breed not only mold, but E. coli and other harmful contaminants.
Yeah, and if they're trying to mop up and do things themselves and they happen to have cuts or bruises, or not necessarily bruises, but abrasions, to where that can penetrate into the body, you're asking for trouble.
You are asking for big trouble with that. Yes, sir.
So, well, that's good to know the Titan, what Titan's philosophy is, and being that you're customer-oriented instead of insurance company-oriented.
Absolutely.
That's going to guide from what we've learned today on how you approach a situation.
We are not on any of the insurance programs, you know, and for me at first, coming from somebody who was on all of them, I had a little bit of panic. But when they explained to me why and the amount of money that we are not only saving the customers, but the insurance companies, that meant everything to me because with me, I care about this community that we live in, and I want everybody to be healthy and their homes and businesses healthy.
You know, I think that's one thing that separates Prescott from the larger metropolitan areas of Tucson, Phoenix,
yes,
and the surrounding areas in Phoenix, Mesa, et cetera, is that this is a smaller community, and you do run into your, not just your fellow employees or your competitors, but you run into all of your customers, present and past, in the grocery store.
Everywhere, church,
wherever.
You name it.
Yeah.
Yes, we have to face those people. You know, the companies that come up and try to get the quick jobs and go back and leave, whether it's roofers, plumbers, whoever comes up trying to monopolize on our losses, they're gone. And then our people have a hard time getting in touch with them. We've had to go back behind so many because they're just gone.
Yeah, I'm sure you see that. I know that we certainly, as a building industry, experience that when we have the hailstorms, for example, with the what we call the hail chasers. And they'll come into town and they'll, you know, try and take care of glass breakage, damage to roofs, et cetera. And then, like you said, boom, they're gone. And trying to get them back for service is a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
And I'm sure if those people are involved in trying to do restoration, the techniques of what you need to do in this environment certainly are going to be different than what you do in a Tucson environment.
Absolutely.
For example.
We have different weather. And then you take it to Flagstaff, and they're different than we are here, even in Prescott, you know.
Yeah, I in all my time down in Tucson, although we certainly occasionally had snow, never had an ice dam.
No.
People in Tucson would not know how to deal with an ice dam.
I'm not thinking Mesa would either, you know, so that'll be fun getting some of the team up for some of the snow fun that we get every year.
and in return, places like Flagstaff and to a certain degree Tucson certainly don't have the heat to where that's going to magnify the issue as far as mold growth.
Absolutely. Yeah, that matters a lot.
So just for fun and giggles, what are some of the more interesting, and I shouldn't say giggles because it obviously can become tragic to the person involved, but what are some of the most unique situations that you've been involved in?
I will tell you the worst mold house I saw up here was a man who had gone down for surgery in the valley, and he was recovering down there, so he had been gone for 6 weeks from his multi-million dollar house that had a pressurized pipe burst, so it started shooting through walls. Like the animals, the deers on his wall had long beards, but they were mold beards. The lampshades looked like animal prints. But believe it or not, some of the funnier ones are when the dogs bring in the water hoses or the toddlers bring in the water hoses full blast, just water mom's plant, gonna put water in the dog's bowl. That's the cutest, not for the homeowner, because it is an accident. It's covered by insurance, but, you know, those can be great.
I never would have thought about either the dog or a child bringing running hose in.
It happens. It does happen.
Luckily, what we've had more of is bringing home, whether it's cats or dogs, the items that they want praise for. Like, I've got a lizard, Dad. Mm-hmm. You want to see it?
Absolutely.
But, luckily, haven't had the hose.
We had a hoarding situation where he was hoarding his used toilet paper and had literally made like a tunnel that you go into to use the restroom of all used toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
You want to come and join us one day?
No. Even suited up, I don't think I'd want to tackle that.
Me either. I'm happy I have guys that do that.
So that's a little scary. But one of the things you had mentioned just a second ago was a gentleman who had gone down for surgery. And I've had that, unfortunately, happen in one of the neighbors, a home that we had built, and it had been in existence for quite some time. They were from the valley, and they would just come up here on weekends, not every weekend, but they would come up here on weekends to enjoy the climate up here in Prescott, especially in the summertime. And one of their neighbors called me one day and said, Mike, I don't think this is normal, but Lee has some water running out of his lower level door. And I said, no, that's not normal. So I ran over, and I had been provided keys, so if there were emergencies, which I do with most of my customers, then I can address them.
Yeah.
And it was a pressure situation, is what we could finally figure out, is that there had been a surge in the water pressure, and it disconnected the line going to the toilet.
Oh.
And so that toilet line, which is not that big.
No, they're not.
But had been running for about 4 days. And so that, unfortunately, was on the upper level, flooded the entire upper level, and then started seeping through the ceiling down below. And
absolutely.
So drywall was collapsing and whatnot. So by the time it was all done, it was about a $60,000 repair, and certainly could have been much worse. But you don't ever want to get that call that, gosh, I see water running out of your lower level.
You really, that if I could give anybody, when you go out of town, get with your neighbors, because it's not that you're going to leave dishes going. It's usually something, like you said, Murphy's Law. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen when you're out of town.
Yeah. So even though you know where your shutoffs are and you're able to shut off the interior water line, and leave the sprinkler fire suppression system line going, you still need to give that neighbor access and information, because you just never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
So on the brighter side, I'm sure that you have some stories where people have been so appreciative of what you've done.
Usually it's the compassion, but one of the best calls I got, we're doing a trauma, and it was the widow. Her husband had passed, and we get things like that a lot. So you really have to go in with care. And my guys texted me and said, "Hey, Sherry, could you do a little Sherry something for her? She is really having a tough time." Mm-hmm. I got there. My whole team was in there sitting with her while she cried. I brought flowers and all of the things. Wow. But I can tell you it was what my team did with her in the next coming days. That she even invited a couple of my guys out to dinner to do things because it made such a difference in her life. Yeah. Those are the best stories.
Those are great. And you wouldn't get those stories if people weren't compassionate.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Kudos to you and your staff.
Thank you.
Well, Sherry, we have to take another quick break.
Okay.
And this will be our next to the last break. How
okay.
about that? We'll
Sounds
do it that
good.
Way. So stay tuned. We've got a few short messages. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hello, Prescott. Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Again, Sandy's out today, but she'll be back next week. But we're having a great conversation. Sherry Penningtail with Titan Restoration is here. We're talking all things the M word, as Sandy likes to say.
The four-letter word.
The four-letter M word for mold. But we're also talking about some other things. We're talking about the compassion when you get into certain situations. And you were describing a little bit off air. Why don't you go ahead and relate those types of experiences that you've had and what a difference that makes.
Sure. So some of the jobs we do more than often are traumas. And it leaves the team feeling sad. So this year, more than ever, I've got on this kick of check on your neighbors. Check on the people that live around you that are alone, because if something happens to them, they don't know. And we have gone where people have been gone for 3 weeks, a month. And when you have something that long, it's harder on the family. It's more difficult to clean. It's not just an in and out thing. So let's all start checking on our neighbors that are alone.
Yeah, that's extremely good advice. And being a community that has a disproportionate share of seniors.
Yes.
That's absolutely critical, I think, to be a good neighbor and make sure that you're checking, not just if it's an individual by themselves, although those are the most important, but also an elderly couple, because
absolutely.
Sometimes one might get sick and the other one's just at their wit's end trying to take care of that individual, and nobody knows about that.
Absolutely.
So definitely want to be a good neighbor.
Sure.
So on the bright side, though, coming back to little kids bringing hoses in and dogs bringing hoses in, that one just still sticks in my mind. That's just of those items that, gosh, I can write a book about and you'll never believe what happened. That's got to be one of them.
Absolutely it is. And it's funny because you'll have a house drenched and we'll put all that lovely equipment that y'all love to hear, and I'll get a call 8 o'clock the next morning. Are you coming back today to pick them up? They're loud. This takes time, people. We have to get the job done. It's a science behind it so that you don't get the mold and you don't have to go into mold remediation. So if you'll let them do their job, we'll guarantee no mold.
I think the word is patience is virtue.
That's it.
The water can penetrate very, very quickly, but as you were just saying, it does take a long time for that to dry out.
It does.
So, excuse me. So one of the other things I was thinking about with mold restoration is there any kind of a certification process that goes along with that? So if somebody goes to sell their home, for example, and they're filling out the seller disclosure statements, that they can show that that work was completed?
You should absolutely always have a copy of any restoration remediation, but anybody that comes out and does mold remediation or biohazard, they need to do an air clearance test before they leave so that you have a good bill of health, because we are human and sometimes we test and there's been a couple that we have failed, and then we have to go back and redo it on our dime. But we have to do it. If you're a decent company, you want those tests done because you want to make sure you're leaving the people healthy.
Sure. Well, and that's an appropriate time to be doing that final test because you've got your equipment hopefully still there.
Yes, still there.
And if you need to plug that in for another couple of days or even another week, if that's what it takes to dry things out, then that's what it takes.
And we don't take the containment down until we have a letter of clearance.
Terrific. Now, as far as restoration and rehabilitation or rebuilding, I should say, do you folks get involved in any of that type of work?
We do. Actually, we do the rebuild, and a lot of a big part of what Titan does is we have become a resource for builders who have to do warranty on apartment senior communities. We can help with that. These apartment communities that need a little bit of maintenance, a little bit of, you know, renovation, we can help with that. So it is cool having that one-stop shop. What we don't do is we don't do testing. And I think if you have a restoration company that also does testing, maybe get a second opinion. My thought has always been, can we, one, mess with the numbers so it always shows mold, but the environmental guys, man, they have been to school and they have knowledge about what all these contaminants are. I have been with some of our environmental people where people thought they had mold, and they can tell me no, but there is a high level of cat urine in this house, and then they'll tell you what that cat urine will do to your body.
Huh.
So they can test for all of those. There's a science. They're knowledgeable. So let's use them for those things, not the Home Depot test.
Gotcha. Mm. So what exactly does Titan test for then?
If we've done a mold job, we're testing for all types of mold spores. You'll notice if you look at the ones that are at Home Depot and Lowe's, they only test for a few. Then you can get some that may have 20, but there are so many different types of spores out there that these environmental companies, you wouldn't even understand it if you didn't know. You'd just be looking at a whole lot of numbers because they even measure the contaminants outside of your home versus inside. Because, you know, we track in mold on the bottom of our shoes sometimes. So they really have the science to know if you got it all. Like I said, in the house we had that had all the different types of mold, you know, so many different types in one home. It's crazy.
Yeah, that would be crazy and very difficult, like you said, unless you have that sophisticated equipment that the environmental companies have, you're not going to be able to pick that out.
Absolutely.
Super. So, unfortunately, we have come to the end of our fourth segment. It's certainly been a pleasure. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back to sign off. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Welcome back, Prescott. And unfortunately, we have come to that time of our show where we're going to have to sign off. We want to thank Sherry Penningtail very much for coming in to see us today, telling us about Titan Restoration and all they have to do. So if somebody wants to get a hold of Titan, Sherry, and you specifically, how do they get a hold of you?
They call 928-308-5630, and I answer that phone 24 hours a day.
Perfect. And is there a website for Titan?
There is. It is www.titan911.com.
Oh, I like that 911.
I do too.
That kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Yep, emergency, here we are.
So, again, if you have any kind of issues that you're concerned about, whether it's water, whether it's certainly fire,
the four-letter word.
Yeah, ice or anything that's caused any mold, need to give Titan and Restoration a call. Other items that we may not have covered in the show that you guys address?
I think we covered everything, but asbestos abatement is one that a lot of people don't think about. But we have to remember, any commercial buildings, and if your home is pre-1981, must be tested.
And lead paint is another item that you have to be careful of. So, again, if you're in an older home, make sure what you're dealing with before you start scraping that popcorn off the ceiling.
Absolutely.
Or sanding that wall paint that may be 13 layers deep.
Absolutely.
So, again, thank you very much for coming in, Sherry. We appreciate it. Prescott. Good day to you, and we will see you next week.
Hammer Time!
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.